Wednesday evening, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. This is our final Wednesday Wrestling Recap for 2015. Hard to believe, but we're going to be right back here next Wednesday for the first show of 2016. So, Sean Bennett, a very happy new year to you. One day early, but hard to believe the calendar year of 2015 is coming to a conclusion.
Boy, they just roll on nowadays. It seems like you blink and another year's gone by.
I'll tell you what, that doesn't mean things have quieted down as far as the wrestling is concerned. We've got a lot to talk about here on this Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's a quiet weekend coming up, but that being said, plenty to talk about as far as what's been transpiring on the mats.
Yeah, obviously we're in that situation like we are every year where it's winter break, school's out of session. They're kind of scheduling around the week, the holidays. So this week we've kind of got events going on as we are talking today. We've got we had one event complete earlier in the week. It's kind of been one of those you can go out to a school every you can go to a wrestling event pretty much every day of the week because they stagger them through.
And obviously our tradition now of having a coach join us every week will continue. The head coach over at Firelands, Josh Malave, scheduled to join us in the next segment.
Right, Josh and his Falcons went and competed in the 41st Medina Invitational Tournament, which was Sunday and Monday, and it was the first time Firelands had competed in that event. It's a very traditional, very tough tournament, and he was looking to beef up their schedule, and that was one of the events he added.
You catching a cold over there?
I am.
You see, on the radio, you're not allowed to have a cold. You newspaper guys, it doesn't matter if you're a little stuffed up or not. But on the radio, man, you got to watch that. All right, let's take a quick time out. When we come back, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram, nursing the sniffles, and yours truly, Tim Elkhorn. We're going to delve more into some wrestling. We're going to hear from Firelands head coach Josh Malave. He'll join us to talk a little bit about the Falcon wrestling program. So stay with us. It's the Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. And we're glad to be bringing it to you on AM 930 WEOL. You can listen on your phone if you download the WEOL mobile app. And, of course, you can listen online at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back. It's the WEOL Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. And again, our show presented by Ohio Family Realty. Each and every Wednesday night at this time, Sean and I get together to talk about high school wrestling here in the Lorain County area. Sean, we've got Josh Malave from Firelands waiting on the line. But real quick, before we get to Josh, anything from last week or last weekend that kind of jumps out at you as far as action on the mats is concerned?
Well, obviously, the only event that was able to complete in time was that 41st Medina Invitational Tournament, which Josh and Firelands competed in. It was a 51-team tournament. It's a very old tournament, obviously, almost as old as me. And we had three Lorain County programs at the tournament. Lorain Titans were there. They finished 21st with two placers. Devin Edwards was runner-up at 113 pounds, and Aaron Huff was third place at 182 pounds. Wellington, one of Josh's and Firelands' rivals in the Patriot Athletic Conference, finished 32nd. They and Firelands, neither one had a place or any wrestlers, individual wrestlers, make the podium. They had no placers. And then Firelands finished 47th. I kind of talked to Josh. Obviously, he was not a little disappointed in that finish. But this, again, is the kind of competition that Firelands was looking for, the tougher step-up competition to make them better in the future.
And as we were talking about during our opening segment, as we are on the air right now on AM 930 WEOL, a little bit after 6 o'clock, there's guys on the mats as we speak.
Right, there's still events going. There was several events that were running. Yesterday was day one, and today is the wrap-up day of those, and including the nation's longest holiday tournament out there in Brecksville, probably the second strongest high school tournament in Ohio behind the Ironman, which is the Brecksville Holiday Tournament, 50-team tournament, teams from Michigan. They've had teams from Georgia compete in that before. And then Vermilion Holiday Invitational is happening out in Vermilion. That'll be wrapped up by tonight. And then North Ridgeville, another local team, another Lorain County team, is out in Tiffin wrestling right now as well.
Well, we mentioned that the head coach of Firelands, Josh Malave, is on the line. He guides the Falcon Wrestling Program. Great to have him joining us on the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap presented by Ohio Family Realty. Josh, great to have you on the show. We appreciate you stopping in this week.
Yeah, it's a thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You heard Sean Bennett talk about the fact that you kind of want to see where your kids are at, to measure them against great programs. All in all, how do you feel as though your kids are competing in those upper echelon type of tournaments?
Yeah, you know, it's been a learning experience this year. Last year, we were in. I inherited my schedule. So I didn't really have much leeway in terms of what events I was planning. I was able to get us into Bowling Green last year, which we went to again this past, a couple weeks ago. And so, overall, I think our kids, are improving. I think mentally, many of them are starting to realize, that they can compete at this level, but that, it's going to take, some fine tuning and our strength training and our preparation. We're going to have to manage our weight better. And it's really a complete project. When you look at the Massillon Perry, Genoa, Oak Harbor, when you look at some of these Olmsted Falls, these top tier programs, these kids, they take every aspect of the wrestling game very seriously, and that's the difference. And that's what we have to do consistently in order to compete.
And obviously, Josh, we talked about beefing up scheduling, things like that, and not to belittle the Vermilion Holiday Invitational, but your guys' JV team is over there competing, and I think they went undefeated in that tournament. The difference in between events when you go into one tournament and it's just like heavyweights and the guys are definitely being tested every match, where in another tournament it may not be able to get them ready for conference, for sectionals, districts, things like that?
Yeah, exactly. Right now our JV team is 5-1 here at the Vermilion Holiday Tournament. And those guys are competing hard. We have quite a few kids that are undefeated on the day. The past 2 days. You're spot on. The difference, and really we talked about it with our kids. And we had a review practice yesterday before Vermilion started. And I had some of our older kids, share, with our younger kids, hey, what was Medina like? One of our kids, Miguel Morel, who's a district qualifier for us, Miguel was like, hey, when we went through warmups, there was upwards of 400 wrestlers on the mats. There's very little space. There was a lot of mental pieces that you really had to overcome. And even though, Vermilion, there's some tough kids here, really what we're trying to do is we want our kids to be able to compete at the district tournament and compete at the state tournament. And we want to go through the adversity now in December so that when we're in February, in Fostoria, and in March when we're down at the shot, our kids aren't imploding because of the atmosphere. And Medina, it was a real hostile environment. Between Brunswick and Wadsworth and Oak Harbor, the stands were completely packed, and the mats are, they're obviously center stage, but it's kind of in a pit, the setup. And so, when the crowd booms, you really feel it. And so these kids, it was really an eye-opener for them, transitioning from Vermilion last year to Medina this year.
And again, we're talking with Josh Malave. He's the head wrestling coach at Firelands High School. He joins us on the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap presented by Ohio Family Realty. Josh, take a moment or two. I don't know if you want to go through every weight class, but who are some individuals for Firelands this year that have really caught your attention in the first month?
At 106, we have Connor Ekman. Right now he's 8-7, and he actually started off the year 0-4, but every single kid that he wrestled was a district qualifier or a state qualifier. And so right away he got pretty discouraged, and I just pulled him aside and I just said, hey, don't be discouraged. All of this is learning. All of this is, we're trying to mold you so you guys can compete at the highest level. And so he's really started to turn it on as of late. He was unable to compete at Medina due to an injury, but he should be ready to go for January 7th against Lutheran West and Keystone. And then he should be in the Perrysburg tournament out west. At 120, we have Miguel Morel. He's 10-2 right now. He's 10-3 right now. We're trying to slowly get him down to 113, for the postseason, and so we don't burn him out. But he's wrestling real tough. You know, his offense is going. He lost one to a Lutheran West kid, which, you know, being a Lutheran West grad kind of irked me a little bit. I don't want to lose to Lutheran West, in any sense. But anyway, he ended up, wrestling back, and Medina pulled out 3 wins in the consolation bracket, and he looks real tough right now. At 126, we have Ryan Hoffman and Max Hertensteiner. Both of them are kind of platooning. Ryan wrestled for us at Medina. He went 1-2 out at Medina, and he's starting to really come on strong. And once Miguel drops to 13, Ryan will slide back down to 20, and then Max will slide in at 26. At 132, we have a freshman, Jason Norwood. Right now, I think he's like 15-5. He's wrestling here at Vermillion. We're trying to get him a lot of mat time and a lot of exposure. And just kind of work through some of the kinks of his offense. And so he's starting to come on real strong right now, really tough in the top position. Patrick Cowan at 160, he went 2-2 at Medina. He's looking, I think, at maybe about 16-4 right now. Lost to a kid from Norwalk. State placed her pretty tough early on in the season. But he's put together some tough wins. And so we look for big things out of Patrick. Bailey Cromer at 170. We've kind of used him a lot at 182 in duels because we have a 182-pounder, DJ Childers, who transferred from Brookside. We haven't been able to wrestle him. His first match will be actually at Lutheran West this upcoming Thursday, so it'll be really nice, and it'll be a boost for the overall team to get him back. But Bailey right now is over 12 wins, and he's been wrestling real hard for us. And then, Sean Lipscomb started off the year 2-0. He went into concussion protocol, and so we lost him for a little bit of time. And right now he wrestled at Medina. He went 1-2, and since he had available points on his schedule, we wrestled him here in Vermillion, and he's 6-0 right now at Vermillion. And so those are some of the guys. They've been wrestling pretty hard, for us. And actually, one more, our 220 Tyler Bennett, sophomore for us. Last year, he was 11-10, and this year, he really turned it on, and he went 2-2 at, and even though he didn't place, it was a pretty good showing, for a young kid. At Medina, went 2-2, beat a tough kid from Maslin Jackson. His last match of the tournament was actually at 11:30 at night. And so I just pulled him aside in the tunnel, and I just said, "Hey, we don't train at 11:30. We don't compete at 11:30. This comes down to just heart and who wants it." And he went out there and won a pretty hard-fought 2-1 match. And the two kids that he lost to ended up being on the podium. So we were really impressed with his day. So those are some of the kids on our roster that are doing pretty well right now.
Hey Josh, we got about a minute left, and I just wanted to kind of ask you. I've been talking to Tim about the flow of the wrestling season. I kind of explained it, in my opinion, that the first month he goes pretty hard. Then you kind of save some wear and tear in January, and then you start ramping back up in February. Is that kind of how you see it, or what do you kind of expect this next month and then into February?
Yeah, that's spot on. I mean, in December, I talked with a lot of other, area coaches and got their advice, and I built my schedule so our kids were wrestling, and a lot of tough competition, and we're getting a lot of, a lot of matches. And so December was a whirlwind. And so I told the kids, I said, "Hey, if we stay strong, through Milan, through dueling at Oak Harbor, BG, Medina, and then eventually Perrysburg, if we stay strong through this first part of the season, when we get into our conference schedule and things start to taper off, we should be primed and ready to go to shoot back up in February and make a pretty serious run at a postseason, hopefully getting down to the state tournament." So definitely.
Great stuff. Really good stuff. Josh, we appreciate you stopping in. Congratulations on your team's early success, and best of luck as we turn the calendar into 2016. We appreciate you stopping by.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Josh. That's Josh Malave, the head coach of Firelands, as he joins us on the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap presented by Ohio Family Realty. We'll be back. We'll have more. Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram, will join you after this on AM 930 WEOL and online at WEOL.com. Continuing on with the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap presented by Ohio Family Realty, Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram, and a huge thank you again to Josh Malave, the head wrestling coach over at Firelands, for joining us during our previous segment. Sean, a few minutes to go. Talk a little bit about what you were discussing there with Coach Malave. Getting into the month of January, that's got to be a real grind for these guys. It's the longest month of the year as far as the winter is concerned. And as you said, you're kind of in that in-between stage coming out of December when things really get rolling and all the tournaments, and you want to get peaking as far as February is concerned. So January is kind of that tweener month, isn't it?
Right. It's the wrestling, high school wrestling season, it seems like it goes fast for us every year. We're covering it, but honestly, it's about 4 months of grueling. It's a marathon more than a sprint, and it's not something that you can really keep going to the point where you know you're going to do damage, a lot of wear and tear on the body.
Right.
So definitely, from what I've seen, in my opinion is that they definitely go hard out of the gate to get the guys, you know, basically like that quick warm up and get them like in that full competition mode. And then the month of January is more just a kind of a, you know, kind of do your conference dual meets. You know, you still do a couple tournaments here or there. Maybe we definitely have less tournaments, and they're not quite as high profile during January. And then February, you start your state duels, you start your conference tournaments. Mid month is sectionals, then districts, and then that first weekend in March is the state tournament. So that's when you're ramping back up. So it's just a situation where it's kind of like a roller coaster. You know, you're starting right at the top of the hill. You know, zipping right down, you kind of have that little valley, and then boom, right back up to the next one.
It's almost like NASCAR, starting with the Daytona 500.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the big event right out of the chute, man, yeah, and then they kind of work their way through the schedule.
Start hard, you know, and then kind of finish hard. Right.
And obviously with the holiday weekend, and as you said, getting into the month of January, it's pretty light coming up here for the weekend and into early next week.
Right. This week, the only tournament we have scheduled is the Brush Duels in Midview. And even this week, the rest of this week, we don't have any dual meets or anything scheduled. We have the events that are going on right now, of course, and a few events are wrapping up today. But this is going to be the time when they're going to be starting to set up all their conference dual meets. And we'll have, next week when we talk, I'm sure we'll have some tournaments for that following weekend as well. There's tournaments every weekend.
And you were saying before we sign off here, a couple of results from earlier today?
As of right now, people will be going probably to the finals for the Brecksville Holiday Tournament. We kind of mentioned about that, and Elyria's in that right now, the only local team, but they're tied after day one. They were tied for second place out of 50 teams. They have 7 placers, including 4-5 wrestlers who made it into the semifinals, shooting for titles tonight. And then over at Vermilion Holiday, Midview is kind of wrecking shop over there. They went 4-0 on day one and won their first meet today 74-0 and 71-6 in the second duel. So they're on their way to a potential team title over there. And then North Ridgeville at the Tiffin Tournament, they had 3 semifinalists, Bryce Wilkovich at 106, Liam Schill at 120, and Brandon Henderson at 182. And Wilkovich and Schill have already made it into the finals over there.
Very good stuff. Well, to you and yours, a very happy new year. We'll do this again next Wednesday night.
Yeah, happy new year to everybody out there. Happy 14th birthday to my daughter. She was born on New Year's Eve back in 2001, so happy birthday to Stephanie.
Very cool. All right, and a very happy new year to all of you. We'll do this again next week on the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap presented by Ohio Family Realty on AM 930 WEOL and online at WEOL.com.